And filling in for Louis Sainz today, I'm Norma Martinez, and we're happy to be joined in the studio today by Adriana Dominguez. She's the Director of Audience Development for the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're going to be talking about two specific events, and the first one that we'll get to, I think, is one that's actually kicking off today. It's the Chicano Latino Theater Series. And if you can tell us a little bit about how this whole series came about.
Sure. My colleague, Rebecca Rivas, who is also a faculty member, and I wanted to provide more opportunities for students and to more culturally connect to our community through the art of theater. So this is actually our fourth year. So we've been expanding. The first year we just did stage readings with nothing and scripts. And then the second year we did an actual piece directed by a student. And then last year we did a children's show and an adult piece, and we figured that worked really well. And so we're sticking with that process. And we're also going out to the community so people in different pockets of El Paso can access the theater in a more easy way.
So this particular series, what's going to be the focus on stage? If people are going to be going to any of these performances, what is it that they're going to experience?
Well, there's going to be two shows that night. So we have a children's show, which has actually been touring around El Paso. So about 4,000 kiddos have already seen it. And it's a really good show. It has a good story at the end. It's really fun, and it's proven because kiddos like it. And the second half is actually going to be an original piece written by Rebecca, and it's really going to focus on our border community, water, the river, and immigration. So the second half will be a little bit heavier than the first half, but it's going to be beautiful. It's going to have a lot of movement. We have Laura Coral, who is a dancer, helping us out with a lot of that choreography. We have some original music. So it's going to be very cool. It's going to be a very fun evening.
So it's not going to be just like how you were mentioning before, a stage reading. It's actually going to be like a full production. You're going to have actors, you're going to have musicians, you're going to have singers. How's all that going to incorporate on the stage?
Well, we're hoping it's going to be magical, and we've been putting in a lot of work because everything's kind of done in sections. Everyone has taken a piece, worked really hard on it, and then we've put it all together. So the first half will be the children's show, which is about 20-ish minutes. Then we're going to take a short break, and then we'll set up for that larger show. And granted, this is a traveling piece because we're going to different areas. Yeah. So it's not going to have huge set, huge costumes, lots of lights, because we're very much sticking to the Chicano theater process of it's about the message and not being blinded by the spectacle. So we're very much sticking to that ideal as well.
So these children's productions that you've been taking around schools, you've been taking it not to a specific district. You've just sort of been taking it to a number of elementary, junior high.
Yes, we put out some emails, phone calls, and we said, you know, if you want some free theater, and everyone always loves free stuff.
Especially at the end of the semester,
most
right?
Most definitely. And we've been going out every single Friday since October. And our students have been fantastic in terms of giving of their time and their efforts to do that. And they go to a school every single Friday. And then depending on how much time is left, they do a question and answer session. And so it's been wonderful to see that response. And it's just been elementary because this is it's a kiddo show for sure. So it's just been elementary students.
How long have you guys been doing that outreach to kids?
So this is our second full year. And then because this year we're very lucky, we did get a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. So this year we were actually able to pay our students. And we always love to pay artists. We think that's really important.
That's the hard part, especially in theater, because, you know, the musicians, if it's a musical, the musicians always get paid and the actors are the ones who kind of get shipped, unfortunately. And they're the ones who put in so much work to put it all together. So it's really nice to know that you're getting something back from what you're putting out.
So this year we had that money. And hopefully next year people will still do it volunteer. But it was nice to say, you know what, you've put in hours and hours of work. Here's a little paycheck to thank you for that. So that's been very helpful this year.
So going back to that children's show, what's the focus of that show? We sort of glanced over it, but we haven't really talked
about it. Sure, it's called Brother Rabbit Sells Corn. And it's basically this greedy little rabbit who's selling his corn to his friends, like Sister Cockroach and Brother Coyote. But he's selling the same bushel of corn to the same people and trying to make as much money as possible.
He's like a Ponzi scheme.
Very much so. Very much so. And it's very interesting how the kids react. Some of them are very much gung-ho about him making the correct choice, and some really want him to be an entrepreneur. and continuous process. So that's been kind of interesting to see as well, how they react and what choices they think that rabbit should make at the very end.
And the second half of the show, so this is going to be like a family sort of event. You can bring
the kids for the first half,
the adults, and the kids will probably get into the second half as well.
Yes, we actually, it's interesting. We were having a rehearsal the other day, and we had a school group touring our spaces, as we do that often. And I welcomed them into my portion of the rehearsal, and you know, they just hung out in the back. And just for the 5 minutes that they were there, just watching the actors do their thing on stage, they were totally into it. You could hear them laughing, responding. Some of them even just sat down, made themselves comfortable, and had to be tapped on the shoulder like, we gotta go, you know, your tour's over. So I think everyone's gonna be really engaged in this show.
And well, let's talk about where and when these are going to be happening.
Definitely.
Again, we kick off tonight with a number of performances at a couple of places, I believe, here in town.
So yes. So on the 20th, which is tonight at 7 o'clock, we will be at La Fe Cultural Center. And then on Saturday, we will be at Café Mayapan. That's at 7 as well. And then on the 22nd, which is Sunday, we will be doing the show at 2:30. It's a matinee. And that'll be here in the Fox Fine Arts Center in our studio 452.
And that's going to be on the
fourth floor of Fox Fine Arts. And we definitely plaster the place with signs, so if people are lost, there'll be arrows to show you where to go.
Admission by donation,
I
understand.
It is by donation. That way it's accessible to everyone. But we do definitely want to make sure that if we can contribute to our student scholarship fund, that's a wonderful thing to do. So if someone wants to give $2 or $25, we will take it.
Again, those performances are tonight at 7 at the La Fe Cultural Center, and tomorrow at the Café Mayapan, and then on Sunday at the UTEP Fox Fine Arts building in the fourth floor.
That is correct.
Well, the other issue we wanted to talk to you about today were, this is something I know that theater and dance has been doing for a number of years now, and that's theater and dance camps for children.
Yes.
So tell us if you know the history of how it all began.
Sure. Well, I know it was done before I got here as a faculty member, but I've been here for 10 years already. And so I've been doing it every single summer since I started. And so what we do is we have acting camps, and we had that just for a while. And then our dance program has been growing immensely. And we had a huge need for individuals who wanted to take and teach more dance classes. And so we added dance as well. And we offer them at different times. That way, if a kiddo wants to take theater in the morning, dance in the afternoon, take a lunch break, you can have the arts all day long. So we've been doing it for quite a number of years now.
And you have them broken up into, I guess, two different age groups.
Yes, we do. For the theater camps, we have our beginning and our advanced. And the ages are definitely approximate, because some students are much more mature than others. But typically for our beginning group, we have ages 7 to 12. We do put it at 7. We do make some exceptions, but we do need them to be able to read, because they are going to put on a play at the very end. And so they do need to be able to read their lines. And then we do have ages 13 to 18 for our older group. And then in our dance program, we can access much younger children. So we have our Tiny Toes, which is for the little itty bitties. They can be very, very young, about age 4. And then we have our Young Dancers, which is ideally over age 7. But again, exceptions can and have been made. For example, if there's a really young student who has tons of experience, we've had that very often in our theater camps where maybe they're 11, but they've done like 10 shows already. It's probably going to be advantageous for them to be in the advanced camp, because they already have a lot of the basic skills. And so we don't want to hold them back by any means.
So when you finally get these kids coming, because you're teaching the 7 to 12 yes. acting beginning
yes.
group. So when you're teaching that course, what sort of is the broad spectrum of, not necessarily experience, but maybe excitement or the energy levels of these young kids? Maybe some of them have never been to an acting camp before.
Very much. And it's a wonderful experience. It's interesting for me because I teach adults for 9 months, and then I work with little ones, and I have to change, you know, just in terms of my vocabulary to explain things. They don't know what some terms are, and so it takes me a day or two to readjust and remember that they have a very different attention span. They need to be up and moving constantly, as opposed to, you know, I can lecture for an hour and a half, and ideally they pay attention. I'm not sure all the time. So it's very, very different, but we do start at the very beginning. With a beginning camp, the majority of kids have never been on stage before, so we spend pretty much the first week dealing with stage fright, with projection so someone can hear you, articulation so someone can understand you, memorization techniques. And then on the last day of that first week, they actually audition, so they know what that's like. They have to fill out an audition form, so they know what that's like. They have to get up there by themselves. And I mean, they usually do something that's maybe 20 seconds long, but that's hard if you've never done it before. And then from there, we cast a show, and we spend the next 2 weeks going through the rehearsal process. So they know what it's like to do blocking, where to be placed on stage, what it's like to be off book, being completely memorized. We go through a dress rehearsal, so they know how to deal with costumes, and a technical rehearsal, so they know what that means when lights go on and off and what to do. And that very last day of the camp, we invite all of their family and friends, free of charge, to come see the show.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting, especially, I guess, if these kids have never done it before. Mm-hmm. And then in that time, because the camp runs from June 6th through the 24th.
Yes.
We do want to point that out. And so in that amount of time, it's a Monday through Friday. It's a daily weekday camp.
Yes.
And I would assume that they're going to be completely transformed from the day they walked in the door the first day to when they're on stage putting on that show.
Most definitely. It's wonderful to see that transformation from maybe that first week where we have had tears. You know, because it's hard to be up there. And then on that last day, they're up there hamming it up because they love the limelight. So it's wonderful to see that. And we've fortunately had a wonderful experience where we've had that full show. Even if someone drops a line, it goes on. And that's very, very rewarding.
So do you usually find kids that find that they're more comfortable sort of behind the scenes, maybe with scenery or with costumes, than they are actually on stage? Do you address that at all in the camps?
We very much focus on the acting process. And so if somebody is completely uncomfortable, we definitely make sure to address that. And they probably will have a smaller role. They can help set up, you know, the props backstage to do that. But we do make it clear that it is focused on the acting process, so they get up there and do it. And we've never had the issue where a kid's going to say, you know, I'm just not. Like, I just can't do this. Maybe at the beginning, but by the end, it's a very, you know, it's an addictive feeling to be on stage. So by the end, they love it.
So again, going to the dance camps now.
Yes.
And starting with those tiny toes, you
yes.
know, ages 4 to 6, those are the cutest kids
yes.
in their little dance outfits. You know, mom and dad are so proud of their little ballerina. But do you accept maybe kids who have never had any dance experience?
Oh, most definitely. Okay. Most definitely. And we do get a range, especially with dance, because with dance, you can really start very, very young. And so we do have a range of kiddos who have maybe already taken ballet for 3 years by the time they get to us. And so our instructors are phenomenal at addressing the specific needs of the students and figuring out how they're going to best serve the individual needs of each student. Because we do have some kiddos, this is their first time. But the most wonderful thing about kids that young is they don't care. They don't
true.
Care what people think about them, and that's wonderful. So they'll try it. If you tell them to twirl or you tell them to try this, they'll do it because they don't care. They don't have that filter, which I think is wonderful. I don't know when we get it, but it's wonderful not to have it. So I think that works very much in our favor.
And they don't quite have the choreography yet. You
no,
know, if you ask them all to
the
twirl, yeah, they're
yeah.
not quite going to be twirling around at the same time,
mm-hmm.
at the same pace. But then if you move to the advanced younger dancers,
yes.
ages 7 to 12, chances are they've already had some experience.
Most definitely. And with that one, it's a little bit more concentrated just because we assume, and again, very often our dance instructors will take into consideration the experience, but we do assume there has been some experience. And if they don't have any, that's fine. As long as someone comes in with the attitude that they want to learn, they will most definitely learn.
So let's give a wrap up again of these summer theater and dance camps
mm-hmm.
happening here at UTEP. If you could just sort of wrap it up for us.
Sure.
When and where?
So it's going to be June 6th through the 24th. It's Monday through Friday. Theater is always in the morning, so it'll be from 9 to 12. Dance is in the afternoon from 1 to 4. It'll take place in the Fox Fine Arts Center. We use a variety of studios just because there's a lot of things
yeah.
going on. But at the end of each of those camps on the last day, we do invite family and friends to come in and see what they've learned, because we think that's very, very important for our students.
And these theater and dance camps do require some type of payment, but you do have financial assistance.
We do,
available.
We do. And so if individuals go to our website, which is theaterdance.utep.edu, and if you click on the summer camp tab, all the information is there, including the application that you can download and fill up. We try and offer as much as we can, but that financial assistance does come out of the paychecks of those running it. You know, we've tried to be as generous as possible, but we do let people know with plenty of time. That way they can make those decisions as needed.
And a number to call for more information.
Sure, is 747-6213.
And since, in case maybe people just tuned in a little bit late and they didn't get a chance to hear us talk about the Chicano Latino Theater Series. Give us a brief wrap-up of that as well.
Again, yes, it's going to be wonderful outreach starting this evening. So we will be at La Fe at 7 o'clock tonight, and then we're going to be at Café Mayapan tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And then on Sunday, the 22nd, we will be at UTEP Fox Fine Arts 452, and that'll be at 2:30. And this is family-friendly, and it is by donation to benefit the Student Scholarship Fund.
And again, the number to call?
That will be me again, 747-6213.
Well, we want to thank you, Adrienne. Adriana Dominguez, for coming in on Focus on Campus to tell us more about these events. You're the Director of Audience Development here at UTEP. We ran out of time. I wanted to talk to you about more of your experience with the theater department, but too much to talk about today.
Indeed, indeed.
So we want to thank you again for coming in to help us out.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
And we want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering this program. I'm Norma Martinez for Louis Signs. Thanks for tuning in to Focus on Campus.